This podcast is proudly sponsored by Aspire Autism Consultancy, the leading providers of autism and ADHD training, educating and enabling families, therapists, and healthcare professionals to gain knowledge and understanding of neurodiversity. The courses are written by two specialist psychotherapists and include the voices and lived experiences of neurodivergent individuals. For further details, go to www.aspireautismconsultancy.co.uk. Hi everyone, I'm John Offord. I'm a broadcaster based in the UK and welcome to a very special episode of the Different Minds podcast series. I'm delighted to be joined by Jubel, a Swedish duo made up of Sebastian and Victor to talk about music and mental health. You may be familiar with their first record of 2021, Weekend Vibe. Welcome to the Different Minds podcast series, guys.
Hello,
hello. Thank you.
No worries. So how are you today?
Yeah, we're feeling good. Or yeah. I am.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm feeling good as well.
Cool.
Good to hear it. So how has lockdown been for you? Obviously, we're living in extraordinary times at the minute. How are you finding things?
Well, here in Sweden, I guess it's been a bit different from rest of the world. It's been the restrictions haven't been like that hard.
Yeah.
We've still been able to go to the studio and visit some people, etc. So it's been okay.
Brilliant. For us, it's been the same besides like touring.
Yeah.
And of course, yeah.
So what about, what are your plans for 2021 then? Are you going to be back on the road touring?
That's the goal. We're aiming for that. We're planning a European tour in November, December-ish.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. But we are very excited and hopeful about that.
Yeah. In Sweden, they have been canceling a lot of like big festivals, but it's been expected, so we're just aiming for going abroad.
absolutely. So just tell me a bit about your band and, you know, how you guys got together.
So me and Sebastian met like 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
And we met through music. We're both from the same city, but there's a bit of an age difference between us, so we weren't like in the same gang. But we met back in our hometown, and we connected instantly, and been working since then. And we've been involved in lots of different projects and making music for like artists and produce. Yeah.
I think Jubel was like, it was born because we, me and Victor has always been a team, but then we met two other guys and we just had fun in the studio and made songs that weren't for us, but then eventually they became our music because no one wanted to release it. So that's our song.
And how would you describe your music then? For anyone that hasn't listened, what sounds are you all about?
I think it's like, because when people put a word on our music and our sound, it's like you can hear the Jubel guitars and you can hear like the vibe in the song. And I think that's like the key and what we're aiming for. Because, and obviously I'm singing on the song.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's a lot of different ideas in the song, but
it's like pop music with some electronic influences, and we try to keep it like quite organically.
Yeah.
As Sebastian said, with guitars and live elements.
It's fun that we still say like electronic, because we only use like analog stuff and live music nowadays.
It has some, like, influences.
I would say like it's very danceable.
Yeah.
But absolutely. So on that then, so Weekend Vibe has obviously seen tremendous success in the UK and around the world. So just tell us a bit about how did that come about?
Yeah, it was from like a jam. We sat with the guitar and we came up with the melody of the vocal, and then we just took it from there and worked around it. And this song has like different parts in it that we like wouldn't do.
It's a bit different from what we've been releasing before. It, like Sebastian said before, it was just us having fun in the studio, I guess.
Yeah.
That's the result.
And not only is it a great song, obviously there's some incredible dance moves in the video as well.
Thank you.
So, was that your idea, or was that kind of working with a director, or how did that happen?
I think we work very closely with our director, and we like have a lot of inputs all the time. I think we all spoke that we wanted some more energy in the video, And actually, he's the one dancing on the balcony.
That's brilliant. So how are you guys? Obviously, you've been around in the music industry for a while. How are you finding success?
I think like finding success is like being believing in what you do and like stay focused and do it every day and like don't give up even if it doesn't come in years. I mean, we've been doing this 8 years and we know the struggle, and it's not an easy business.
And I think like the key for Jubal, the project itself, is like we try to have as much fun as we can. Focus too much on trends or what's like in the top lists or billboards. Yeah. Just us like being creative and have fun. And that's like, I think that's what's been giving us the success.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. So I wanted to talk a bit about music in general. Do you think like writing songs and making music, do you think that's actually therapeutic? Do you think there's a healing power to songs, essentially?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, they say that when you create music, you go into like the same mindset as when you meditate.
Yeah.
So like
it's like a Zen mode. Disconnect from everything else and you just focus on the song.
Yeah.
It's like a very special feeling when you get into that vibe and you feel it instantly. Yeah. And that's also good songs like come up.
Time just flies by. And also like if you're having a bad day or whatever, you can just disconnect your mind from that and just get into the music and only think about that.
Yeah, no, that's really true. So do you think also obviously performing music can help you, can make you feel better, but also listening to music as well? Yeah,
absolutely. I think music in general, like if you go into it and listen to it, your mind will disconnect from everything else, I'd say.
Yeah, and they're like different genres for all mindsets. Yeah. So if you're happy, you can listen to happy music.
Yeah.
Or if you want to feel happy, happy music.
Yeah.
Jubal.
Yeah.
So would you say being creative in general is good for your mental health then?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Of course.
Yeah.
When you are a creative person, you can get like not depressed, but you can be low if you don't create. Like if you're just at home and don't do anything, that can create like sadness, I would say.
Yeah.
So just being creative is a key to be happy.
So have you ever experienced stress or anxiety or depression in relation to your own music creation?
I mean, we've had our ups and downs. Yeah. And like with our project before, we started off really, really good. We had an electronic like duo before.
Yeah.
And we started off like headlining the biggest festivals and we had like really much going on, and suddenly it didn't like become as big as we we both have like really high ambitions and in everything we do, and when it didn't like fly as we thought it would, we both like felt, what are we gonna do now? Eventually that led, actually I had another work for like a year,
right,
and music was just like aside.
Yeah, obviously like economics and like that brings on a stress, and like if you have high ambitions, you just want to get to your goal, and when people say like just create a hit and it will all the problems,
that's quite stressful.
That's like someone like
a lot of pressure.
Like creating the wheel.
Exactly.
So that's like so I think that the key for us to stay happy right now is just like we don't follow any pressure. And we don't like follow any trends, or we just do what we want to do and try to have as much fun as we can. And obviously, I think the best song comes out when you have fun and don't think too much.
Yeah. So would you say that's one of your coping strategies then for when you're having a tough time, is just to try and remember that you're having fun, essentially?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any other coping strategies that you might use?
No, like
I think one cope example is like, since we are a team and we are like a lot of people involved in the Jubal project, like a big team around it, you can just like, when you're having a bad day and someone else like gives you some like good energy or like some great news, or like, don't be so hard on yourself, that helps as well. So like, if you have people around you to share your music and your career with, that's a great, great asset.
Yeah. Like, try to find people like-minded as yourself, like in the whole team from the, like the label side and the agents and managers, etc.
Yeah.
Like, you all should be on the same level.
Yeah.
I'd say that's a good idea.
Absolutely. So what would you say to anyone listening to this podcast now or watching it even that is maybe struggling at the minute in terms of maybe they're feeling a little bit down with the current situation in the world? Yeah. What advice would you offer to them?
Like music wise or like in general?
In general.
Try to find something to focus on that gives you like good vibes. I don't know, it could be cooking, gaming, or whatever.
Yeah.
Just something like to disconnect from like bad habits or bad thoughts.
Yeah.
And try to stay surrounded with people that gives you good energy.
Yeah.
That's super important.
That's like, that's the key. Like, disconnect everything that doesn't give you what you want and like, gives you bad energy. Like, if you have a friend that doesn't believe in what you do, maybe you should like take a break from that friend. Or I mean, like, because we've done the same, because since we're from a small town, people aren't gonna like think that you will be able to make it, and those people just gonna bring you down. So I think like the key is just surround you with good energy and good vibes, good people.
Absolutely.
As much fun as you can, and stay like optimistic to everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's to have a bad day. I mean, we all have it, and just try to get out of it,
get around it.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I just wanted to talk about, maybe there's still some stigma in society when talking about mental health. I just wondered, how do you think we need to tackle that?
Talk about it.
Yeah.
No, be afraid to show or like talk to someone close and just tell them what you feel and what you're experiencing. And I think it's super important to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I can just, for myself, I'm not a good talker, but I have my like tools to get around it.
Yeah.
But I think the key is to like try to talk about it.
Yeah. I actually saw the Billie Eilish documentary the other day, and that's like, I think she's a big inspiration for young people that like has
struggling
a lot with these sort of stuff, because she obviously sings that it's okay to feel that way, and they create a little team around
movement.
It. Yeah,
absolutely.
But yeah, like talking is the best tool.
Yeah, I think so.
And I wanted to ask you a final question, and this is a question that I ask all my guests on the Different Minds podcast series. So if you, and this is obviously to both of you, so if you had chance, what advice would you offer your younger self?
Like, that's a tricky question. My youngest. Don't worry too much. Like, things will always solve itself, but somehow it's like the magic of the universe. Problems will solve, and like small things, don't worry too much about it. It will fix itself.
Mm.
I mean, you worry a lot when you're like in that critical age, and you don't really have like a plan. You don't know what to do, and it will eventually be okay.
Yeah,
it's like that would like. I would like to hear that from someone.
Yeah, it's a learning process, because when I think back, if I would change anything, maybe that would change my like future and I wouldn't be here. Like I wouldn't do what I did. So I think just go with the flow and
absolutely.
I'd say it's a tricky one, because everything shapes you as a person.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as you haven't like you're in jail or something, maybe then you like change something. But we're fine.
That's good. Thank you for that. So what's next in store for Jubel in 2021? What are you guys up to? Where can we find out more?
So we just recently released a new single called Dumb. So that's done.
Yeah.
And our EP is coming out 4th of June, so next week, with three more songs.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's the thing.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's next. And then obviously, like Victor said before, we're planning a Europe tour in November. So, and hopefully I think we're coming to London, I'd say.
Nice. Brilliant. Well, hopefully I'll get to see you guys in London. That'll be really good.
We'll invite you.
That'll be amazing. Thank you. That'll be amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and sharing your work with all of us. Real pleasure speaking to you guys.
You too, man. Thank you, man.
Thank you. No worries. I wish you all the continued success. You take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.